Welcome to the Daily Bible Read 2023. This podcast is based on copyrighted materials assembled and owned by Ben Phillips of Teach Faith at Home, the link to which is provided in the show notes. Permission has been granted for the use of these materials in the production of this podcast. My name is Steve Hafner of The Public Reader. Let's begin today's Bible read. For orientation purposes, here is some metadata about today's episode. This is episode 66 of 313 planned episodes for the Daily Bible Read 2023. The scheduled date for this daily read is Saturday, March the 18th. We are wrapping up week 11 of the reading plan. Not sure why I thought it was week 12 earlier this week. Sorry for any confusion. And we have reached the 77th day of 2023, which means there are 288 days remaining in the year. May the Lord guide our steps on each of these remaining days. At the conclusion of today's episode, we will have completed 21.15% of the reading plan. Today, we will read Joshua chapters 16 through 19, which continue the section of scripture we started yesterday, which is devoted to the details on how the land was to be conquered, and then the division of the land among the tribes. So grab that water, tea, or coffee, or alternate beverage of choice. And if you're driving, buckle up and let's have some fun as we think our way through the Bible in 2023. Before we start, let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this day, God. Thank you for your living word. Let it serve as a reminder of your awesome, awesome power. How you control the situations in our lives, not man. We love you. We ask for your supernatural power to enter our life, God, and get us through the situations we're facing. Be with us. Forgive us of our sins. And thank you so much for your Son. In your name, amen. Joshua chapter 16. The allotment for Ephraim and Manasseh. The allotment of the people of Joseph went from the Jordan by Jericho west of the waters of Jericho into the wilderness, going up from Jericho into the country of Bethel. Then going from Bethel to Luz, it passes along to the Ataroth, the territory of the Archites. Then it goes down westward to the territory of the Japhelites, as far as to the territory of lower Beth-horon, then to Gezer, and it ends at the sea. The people of Joseph, Manasseh, and Ephraim received their inheritance. The territory of the people of Ephraim by their clans was as follows. The boundary of their inheritance on the east was Ataroth-Adar, as far as upper Beth-horon, and the boundary goes from there to the sea. On the north is Michmethath. Then on the east, the boundary turns around towards Tanath-Shiloh and passes along beyond it on the east to Genoa. Then it goes down from Genoa to Ataroth and to Naarah and touches Jericho, ending at the Jordan. From Tapua, the boundary goes westward to the brook of Kana and ends at the sea. Such is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Ephraim by their clans, together with the towns that were set apart for the people of Ephraim, with the inheritance of the Manassites, all those towns with their villages. However, they did not drive out the Canaanites who lived in Gezer. So the Canaanites have lived in the midst of the Ephraim to this day, but have been made to do forced labor. Joshua chapter 17. Then allotment was made to the people of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph. To Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, were allotted Gilead and Bashan, because he was a man of war. And allotments were made to the rest of the people of Manasseh by their clans. Abiezer, Helek, Asriel, Shechem, Hefer, and Shemaiah. These were the male descendants of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, by their clans. Now, Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, son of Gilead, son of Machir, son of Manasseh, had no sons but only daughters. And these are the names of his daughters, Mala, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. They approached Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun, and the leaders and said, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance along with our brothers." So according to the mouth of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance among the brothers of their father. Thus there fell to Manasseh 10 portions, besides the land of Gilead and Bashan, which is on the other side of the Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh received an inheritance along with his sons. The land of Gilead was allotted to the rest of the people of Manasseh. The territory of Manasseh reached from Asher to Machmatha, which is east of Shechem. Then the boundary goes along southward to the inhabitants of the En-Tappuah. The land of Tappuah belonged to Manasseh, but the town of Tappuah on the boundary of Manasseh belonged to the people of Ephraim. Then the boundary went down to the brook of Cana. These cities to the south of the brook among the cities of the Manasseh belonged to the Ephraim. Then the boundary of Manasseh goes on the north side of the brook and ends at the sea. The land to the south being Ephraim's, and that to the north being Manasseh's, with the sea forming its boundary. On the north, Asher is reached, and on the east, Issachar. Also in Issachar and in Asher, Manasseh had Beth Shean and its villages, and Iblim and its villages, and the inhabitants of Dor and its villages, and the inhabitants of Endor and its villages, and the inhabitants of Tanakh and its villages, and the inhabitants of Megiddo and its villages. And the third is Naphath. Yet the people of Manasseh could not take possession of those cities, but the Canaanites persisted in dwelling in that land. Now when the people of Israel grew strong, they put the Canaanites to forced labor, but did not utterly drive them out. Then the people of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, "Why have you given me but one lot and one portion as an inheritance, although I am a numerous people, since all along the Lord has blessed me?" And Joshua said to them, "If you are a numerous people, go up by yourselves to the forest, and there clear ground for yourselves in the land of the Perizzites and the Rephaim, since the hill country of Ephraim is too narrow for you." The people of Joseph said, "The hill country is not enough for us." Yet all the Canaanites who dwell in the plain have chariots of iron, both those in Beth Shean and its villages and those in the valley of Jezreel. Then Joshua said to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and to Manasseh, "You are a numerous people and have great power. You shall not have one allotment only, but the hill country shall be yours. For though it is a forest, you shall clear it and possess it to its farthest borders. For you shall drive out the Canaanites, though they have chariots of iron, and though they are strong." Joshua chapter 18, allotment of the remaining land. Then the whole congregation of the people of Israel assembled at Shiloh and set up the tent of meeting there. The land lay subdued before them. There remained among the people of Israel 7 tribes whose inheritance had not yet been appointed. So Joshua said to the people of Israel, "How long will you put off going in to take possession of the land, which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you? Provide 3 men from each tribe, and I will send them out that they may set out and go up and down the land. They shall write a description of it with a view to their inheritances. Then come to me. They shall divide it into 7 portions. Judah shall continue in his territory on the south, and the house of Joseph shall continue in their territory on the north. And you shall describe the land in 7 divisions and bring the description here to me, and I will cast lots for you here before the Lord our God. The Levites have no portion among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their heritage. And Gad and Reuben and half the tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan eastward, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave them." So the men arose and went, and Joshua charged those who went to write the description of the land, saying, "Go up and down in the land and write a description and return to me, and I will cast lots for you here before the Lord in Shiloh." So the men went and passed up and down in the land and wrote in a book a description of it by towns and 7 divisions. Then they came to Joshua to the camp at Shiloh, and Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord. And there Joshua apportioned the land to the people of Israel, to each his portion. The inheritance for Benjamin. The lot of the tribe of the people of Benjamin, according to its clans, came up, and the territory allotted to it fell between the people of Judah and the people of Joseph. On the north side, their boundary began at the Jordan. Then the boundary goes up to the shoulder north of Jericho, then up through the hill country westward, and its end at the wilderness of Bethaven. From there, the boundary passes along southward in the direction of Luz, to the shoulder of Luz, that is Bethel. And then the boundary goes down to Ataroth Adar on the mountain that lies south of lower Beth Horon. Then the boundary goes in another direction, turning on the western side, southward from the mountain that lies to the south, opposite Beth Horon, and it ends at Kirith Baal, that is, Kirath Jearim, a city belonging to the people of Judah. This forms the western side, and the southern side begins at the outskirts of Kirith Jearim, and the boundary goes from there to Ephron, to the springs of the water of Nephtoah. Then the boundary goes down to the border of the mountain that overlooks the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is at the north end of the valley of the Rephaim. And it then goes down the valley of Hinnom, south of the shoulder of the Jebusites, and downward to Enrogel. Then it bends in a northerly direction, going on to En-Shemesh, and from there goes to Geliloth, which is opposite the ascent of Edudum, when it goes down to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben, and passing on to the north of the shoulder of Beth-Araba. It goes down to Araba. Then the boundary passes on to the north of the shoulder of Beth-Hogla, and the boundary ends at the northern bay of the Salt Sea, at the south end of the Jordan. This is the southern border. The Jordan forms its border on the eastern side. This is the inheritance of the people of Benjamin, according to their clans, boundary by boundary, all around. Now the cities of the tribe of the people of Benjamin, according to their clans, were Jericho, Beth-Hogla, Emek-Keziz, Beth-Araba, Zemarim, Bethel, Avim, Para, Opara, Chepromamani, Ophni, Geba, 12 cities with their villages, Gibeon, Ramah, Beeroth, Mizpah, Chephira, Moza, Rechem, Irpil, Tarla, Zila, Halifa, Jebus, that is Jerusalem, Gibeah, and Kiriath Jearim, 14 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the people of Benjamin, according to its clans. Joshua chapter 19, the inheritance for Simeon. The second lot came out for Simeon, for the tribe of the people of Simeon, according to their clans. And their inheritance was in the midst of the inheritance of the people of Judah. And they had for their inheritance Beersheba, Sheba, Molada, Hazarshul, Bala, Ezem, Eltolad, Bethul, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Makarboth, Hazar Susa, Beth Libohath, and Sharuan, 13 cities with their villages, Ain, Ribbon, Ether, and Ashen, 4 cities with their villages, together with all villages around these cities as far as Balath-Bir, Ramah of the Negeb. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Simeon, according to their clans. The inheritance of the people of Simeon formed part of the territory of the people of Judah. Because of the portion of the people of Judah was too large for them, the people of Simeon obtained an inheritance in the midst of their inheritance, the inheritance of Zebulun. The third lot came up for the people of Zebulun, according to their clans, and the territory of their inheritance reached as far as Sarid. Then their boundary goes up westward and on to Mareel and touches Dabesheth. Then the brook that is east of Jokneam. From Sarid, it goes in the other direction eastward towards the sunrise to the boundary of Chislath Tabor. From there, it goes to Daberath, then up to Japhia. From there, it passes along on to the eastward towards the sunrise, to Gath Hefer, to Eth Kazan, and going on to Rimmon, it bends towards Nea. Then on the north, the boundary turns about to Hanathon, and it ends at the valley of Iphthael, and Kada, and Nahali, and Shimron, and Idala, and Bethlehem. 12 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the people of Zebulun, according to their clans. These cities with their villages. The inheritance for Issachar. The fourth lot came out for Issachar, for the people of Issachar, according to their clans. Their territory included the Jezreel, Chesaloth, Shunem, Haphirim, Shion, Anaharath, Ribbeth, Kishion, Ebez, Ramath, Enganim, Enhada, Beth-Pezez. The boundary also touches Tabor, Shahazuma, and Beth-Shemesh, and its boundary ends at the Jordan. 16 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Issachar, according to their clans, the cities with their villages. The inheritance of Asher. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of the people of Asher, according to their clans. Their territory included Helkath, Hali, Beten, Akshaveth, Alamelech, Amad, and Mishal. On the west, it touches Carmel and Shihor Libneth. Then it turns eastward and it goes to Beth Dagon and touches Zebulun and the valley of Iphtahal, northward to Beth Emek and Neel. Then it continues in the north to Kabul, Ebron, Rehob, Haman, Cana, as far as Sidon the Great. Then the boundary turns to Ramah, reaching to the fortified city of Tyre. Then the boundary turns to Hosha, and it ends at the sea. Mahalab, Akzib, Uma, Aphek, and Rehob, 22 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Asher, according to their clans, these cities with their villages. The inheritance of Naphtali. The sixth lot came out for the people of Naphtali, according to their clans, and their boundary ran from Helapheth, from the Oak of Zananim, and Adami Nekeb, and Jabneel, as far as Lakum, and it ended at the Jordan. Then the boundary turns westward to Asnath Tabor, and goes from there to Hukok, touching Zebulun at the north, and Asher on the west, and Judah on the east at the Jordan. The fortified cities are Zidim, Zer, Hamath, Rakath, Chinnereth, Adamah, Ramah, Hazor, Kadesh, Edrei, En-Hazor, Yiron, Migdalil, Horam, Beth-Anath, and Beth-Shemesh, 19 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Naphtali, according to their clans, the cities with their villages. The inheritance for Dan. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of the people of Dan, according to their clans. And the territory of its inheritance included Zora, Eshtalol, Irshishemesh, Shaleabin, Ihalon, Ithla, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Elteca, Gibbethon, Baleth, Jehud, Benabarak, Gathrimmon, and Mijarkon, and Rakon, with the territory over against Joppa. When the territory of the people of Dan was lost to them, the people of Dan went up and fought against Leshem. And after capturing it and striking it with the sword, they took possession of it and settled in it, calling Leshem Dan, after the name of Dan, their ancestor. This is the inheritance of the people of Dan, according to their clans, these cities with their villages. The inheritance for Joshua. When they had finished distributing the several territories of the land as inheritances, the people of Israel gave an inheritance among them to Joshua the son of Nun. By command of the Lord, they gave him the city that he asked, Timnah-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim, and he rebuilt the city and settled in it. These are the inheritances that Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the people of Israel distributed by lot at Shiloh before the Lord at the entrance of the tent of meeting. So they finished dividing the land. The memory verse for March 2023 is Genesis 2:24. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Genesis 2:24. Well, that wraps up episode 66 of the reading plan. It also wraps up week 11 of the reading plan. I pray that your day, week, month, year, and life be full of blessings. Enjoy your Sunday off. And I thank God and you for supporting this podcast. May God's word continue to be heard and heeded until his return. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Daily Bible Read 2023. The Daily Bible Read 2023 podcast is based on copyrighted materials assembled and owned by Ben Phillips of Teach Faith at Home, the link to which is provided in the show notes. Permission has been granted for the use of these materials in the production of this podcast. The Daily Bible Read 2023 podcast itself is independently produced by the Public Reader and is voiced by Steve Hafner. It is provided as a service without cost. It is intended to provide listeners with the opportunity to familiarize themselves with the Bible and its teachings. The English Standard Version is the source of each daily reading. You are encouraged to use this podcast to supplement your daily reading and quiet time, and is not intended to be a replacement for it. Each month, we are encouraged to memorize a section of Scripture as a part of our efforts to make God's Word a part of our daily walk and a part of our core mental fabric. We will use this memory verse as a part of each episode's content. The second link in the podcast notes provides you with tips for helping you establish your daily quiet time and other reference material to supplement your daily readings. Occasionally, we will take time after the daily read to explore the resources available in this link, so you're aware of some of the resources that are available to you as you learn more about how God loves you and wants to be a part of your